A few basics: to move gas in the U.S. on an inter or intrastate pipeline, you've got to nominate it. Pipeline's got to go through and confirm it. We'll get into more details about the impacts at receipt and delivery points. You've got to account for the fuel. I'm not going to talk much about deregulation today, but a lot of the pipelines the pipelines are out of the buying and sell business. Their job is to transport gas from point A to point B, take the gas in, get the gas out, do it on a cost-effective, non-discriminatory basis. So they're very particular about the things that are real cost items, and fuel is one of those. All of that has to be done and then scheduled. Scheduled is probably a good word for confirmed on the interstate pipeline business in particular, before it flows. They're not happy with gas that shows up without a nomination or gas that leaves without a nomination. And once gas flow starts, they monitor the imbalances, and we'll talk quite a bit about that. Nominations is simple. Who wants to transport how much gas from one point to another and under what contract? To be valid, you give them the basics. What are the receipt points? What are the delivery points under your contract that you want to use? I want to expose you to some differences in the terminology and the points that you can use. Wellheads are often thought of, well, that's a receipt point, right? That's true. But pipeline interconnects are receipt and delivery points. Pooling is a point that you can nominate to. We'll talk more about what that is. Storage, you can go in and out of storage. You can have 100 come in and 50 go out. What happened to the 50? Well, it went in and out of storage. You can be making up imbalances. There are a dozen type of different receipt point, delivery point allocations that you can utilize. The FERC also, very instrumental from the early 90s until current, says, look, let's be efficient. Let's use the tools that you can have on the systems, and where there's no cost, don't charge a cost. So operational balancing agreements pop up, mainly between pipeline parties, and it simply says, administratively, if 80 is nommed and 100 is taken, I'll go ahead and confirm that only 80 was taken, and I'll carry that 20 under the OBA, and you can fix it by the end of the month. So there are both administrative and physical tools that the pipelines use, and you'll get some exposure to that this morning. Also, you want to know what kind of transaction it is. Is it current period, or are you making up an imbalance from 2 weeks ago? Are you coming out of storage or going into storage or using park and loan? Are you pooling? Are there sales and activities and transfers within the pool before the gas is delivered? It is not complicated, but it can be fairly complex. Beginning and end flow dates, that sounds pretty obvious. Pipelines don't make you nom every day. If you say, I want 10 a day for the rest of the month, you don't have to keep nominating. Shipper contract number, that's a half inch wide and a mile deep. The shipper contract number is not only necessary for who am I going to bill and what rates did we agree to, but what's your service? And we'll talk a little bit about priority of service. And then quite simply, they don't care if you want to be out of balance. The pipelines want you to be balanced. So you give them either the receipt volume or the delivered volume, and they will force the other piece of the equation to make sure that they account for fuel. If you say, I want 100 delivered, the fuel rate is 1%, the pipeline will fill in your receipt nomination for you of 101. You got to bring 101. I keep one for fuel. I deliver the balance. To confirm a nomination, the pipeline has to go through a rather sophisticated process. And I want you to imagine, I've got some examples of zones, but this is zone 1 through 4 on Transco, for example, from Brownsville to Mississippi. Zones 4 or 5 go from Mississippi to Maryland, and then you have zone 6 in New York and Connecticut. You can put gas anywhere in a 1,000-mile pipeline and schedule it to be delivered, but the pipeline has to track its ability to provide that service. So each receipt point that affects any delivery and any delivery point that affects any receipt point, all those have to be tallied and balanced before the gas is scheduled to flow. It's quite a complex process. I'm going to get a little bit more into fuel just so that you understand. And most pipelines, fuel is retained in kind. The example that I gave where they keep 1% of the gas that's delivered or received. But it's generally set by zones or rates. With an intrastate system that has 5 receipt points and 1 delivery point, it's pretty simple. With an interstate pipeline that goes from Texas to New York, much more complicated. Zones are more of an operational area than a geographic area. If you have, for example, Texas, which has ample supply and good demand, but not demand like New York, or New York has no supply and a lot of demand, that sets up the zones within the pipelines. If you transport within a zone, generally you pay a set rate. Any receipt point to any delivery point, one rate. If you go across multiple zones, those rates will stack. So that's the importance of you identify your shipper contract, you identify the receipt delivery point, the pipeline will automatically calculate what your service rate is, what your fuel rate is, and withhold that. Pooling is something that came out of the early 90s with deregulation. If you're a marketer all of a sudden and the pipelines are out of the buy-sell business and you want to buy 100 million a day, well, you could buy a million from 100 wellheads, and you have to track each wellhead and differences in flow and differences in pressure, or the operator, the producer, could nominate those 100 points into a pool. It's an administrative, a paper or a credit that the pipelines will operate. And they say, okay, you can nominate all those 100 wellheads into this pool to one transaction, and you pay no transport, no fuel, no fees. And within the pool, Bob can sell to Fred, Fred can sell to Sarah, Sarah can sell to Tom, and Tom can sell back to Fred, for that matter.